This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel has apparently retaliated for Iran's unprecedented assault last week, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The details remain sketchy, but Iranian troops fired air defenses at a major airbase and nuclear site amid an apparent Israeli drone attack. Italy's foreign minister says the U.S. told a G7 meeting Israel gave last-minute information about the action. Secretary of State Antony Blinken does not dispute it.
The United States has not been involved in any offensive operations.
He says the Biden administration remains committed to tamping down Mideast tensions that have been rising since Saturday's assault on Israel, which followed its own strikes against Iran in Syria. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States told the group of seven foreign ministers it received last-minute information from Israel about a drone action in Iran, Italy's foreign minister said. Italy's foreign minister, who chaired the meeting of ministers of industrialized countries, said the United States provided the information at a Friday morning session that was changed at the last minute to address the suspected attack. Iran's president called a recent missile and drone strike against Israel a source of pride and power for his country on Friday. Ibrahim Raisi said this operation became a sign of the power of the Islamic Republic and its armed forces. It also showed the steely determination of our nation. Last Saturday, Iran launched hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles, and cruise missiles in an unprecedented attack that pushed the Middle East closer to a region-wide war. This is VOA News.